continue a little bit on the topic that we had last week, Hashkafa. That is, we talked about the idea of interceding between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, turning to whether a human being, another human being of a higher level, turning to Malachim, going to a Kever, things like this. So there is a Gemara in Bava Basra, very famous Gemara, Daf Kuf Dezayin Amid Aleph, states as follows, Darash Rav Pinchas Bar Chama, Kosi Yesh Lo Chole B'Toch Beiso, anyone who has Nebuch at home, someone who's ill, Yelech Eitzel Chacham, Divakish Alav Rachamim, they should go to a Chacham, and ask for mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Quotes a Pasuk in Mishlei, Pasuk says, this is in Mishlei, Tes Zayin, Pasuk Yudalit, Hamas Nelech Malachei Maves, V'ish Chacham Yechaprena. What is the pshat in the Pasuk? As the Farshim tell us, Hamas Nelech, the anger of a king, is going to lead to Malachei Maves, the agents of death that can carry out the Midas Hadin, the anger of the king, the wrath of the king. However, Ish Chacham Yechaprena, a smart person, will find a way of appeasing the king. Look at the Malbim of the Pasuk. He says, the idea is that since the king can do anything he wants, so if he's angry, then who knows what he could, how he can act on it. Therefore, you need, for someone who needs that type of help, where he's a victim of the king's wrath, Sarach Lebakish Ish Chacham, Shebechachma So Yeda Lechaper Avanu Hashem Chema. So this is the idea, and he quotes from here also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ish Chacham Yechaprena, like Pinchas, Heshev Ish Chamasim Yal B'nei Yisrael, Vayechaper Al B'nei Yisrael. It's interesting, the Gemara says, Yelch Eitzel Chacham, it's based on the Lashna Pasuk, Ish Chacham Yechaprena, you could have said a tzaddik. The Gemara uses the Lashna Pasuk, maybe it takes a certain Chachma also, that to know exactly what type of a sanego, what type of a defense, what type of a way to be able to appease the Midas Hadin. So the Pasuk Pshad here is, that a person is encouraged, if they have a Nebuchadnezzar at home, to go to a tzaddik, a chacham, that they should, as we said last week, not that they, you're davening to the chacham, but they will do their part to daven for you, or daven on your behalf, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Me'iri, the Me'iri has a different pshat. The Me'iri learns, a lesson of the Me'iri is as follows, that Olam, he says, Yehei libo shel adam batuach b'sha tefila k'shinasis k'tikunam v'atelos es agzera. A proper tefila can annul agzera. Therefore, says the Me'iri, mi sheyesh lo tzara o chole b'toch beiso, or whatever tzara, yeluch eitzel chacham, and here the Lashon chacham is very meduyak, v'yilmot heimenu darkei ha-tefilos, v'yivakei shvacham, shenemar, and so on, ish chacham yichaprena. According to the Me'iri, it's not the pshat that the chacham davens on your behalf, the chacham gives you the tools to know the best way to daven, to be able to me'or rachamim. So ultimately, the role of the chacham is to give you the, to empower you to know how to daven properly. That's the me'ir. But that's not the way most rishonim learn it. Most rishonim learn there's an inyan for a chacham to go to a chacham to tzad to daven. And so it's mashma many gemaras. There's a gemara at the end of the fifth parak in Brachas that tells us that they sent to Chanina ben Dosa. Number of Amoraim had issues, and they were tzaras, and they sent to Rav Chanina ben Dosa to daven for them. The Gemara there in the end of the fifth parak in Brachas here tells us, there was a story with a particular Nebuchadnezzar child that was sick, and Ma'aseh Shachol ben Nosha Rabbi Gamliel Shavu Shnei Tamil Chachamim Rav Chanina ben Dosa Levakesh Alav Rachamim. Goes on to tell you how he knew that Phil was accepted. But you see, the idea was that they would send the Shub Maisa, another story like that, that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's son got sick, and Amar lo Chanina b'ni b'kesh alav rachamim b'yichyeh, and he davened. You see, there's an idea of asking a chacham, a tzaddik, to daven for you. It goes really back to Chumash. It's a Ramban. Ramban says Pshat in Chumash. It says in the Pasuk in Parashas Yisro, when Moshe explains to Yisro what's going on, there's a long line of people waiting to see him. So it wasn't just about Dinei Torah. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, Moshe says that Ki Yavo Elai Ha'am Lidrosh Elokim. What does it mean, Lidrosh Elokim? What are they asking Moshe to do? So the Ramban learns, here's the Lashon Ramban, Heshev Moshe Lachosno, that they have to wait a long time because they come from many different things. Ki Yavo Elai Ha'am Lidrosh Elokim Lispalo Al Choleihem. To daven for the people who are sick in their families. So this is according to Ramban, Pshat and Moshe Rabbeinu, that people came to Moshe to ask him to daven for them. So that's an inyan that's certainly very much part of Chumash. We see other times in Chumash as well, we see personalities in Chumash asking others to daven on their behalf. Avimelech asked Avram Avinu to daven. Well, that we know because it had to do with Avram's own wife, and the tzara was taken, and there was a tzara in the kingdom. But meanwhile, by Yispalum, Avram Bishvah Avimelech, the Lashon HaPasuk there, Al Avimelech, and they also have Paro entreating Moshe by the Makos to daven. The Makos should stop. Again, there it's a little bit more understandable because the whole Tzara was a function of Moshe Rabbeinu bringing the Tzara as a result of Moshe Rabbeinu and Avram Avinu. But you have it with Klal Yisrael also throughout the Pesukim in the Midbar that Klal Yisrael come to Moshe Rabbeinu to daven. Hashas Chukas, you have it there. His Palat Lashem. And he should remove the biting snakes. You have in the Parshas Baloscho also that the Tavera, there was a fire that broke out by Yitzhak Ha'amel Moshe by Yispal Moshe Hashem Batishka Ha'esh, and the fire set down. There's a quote of Medrash that Rashi quotes on that pasuk, which is interesting mashal about what this really means, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will accept the tefillah of someone else on behalf of the person who has the tzara. What does that mean exactly? Rashi brings a mashal. Melech bas v'dam shekras al b'no. So Nebuch, his son, the king is upset with. V'holach ha-ben etzel o'avo shel aviv. V'omar lo tzeyu bakeish olay me'aba. So to know the son has fallen out of favor of the father. So the son knows that the father is still in good terms with a particular close friend. So he goes to that friend of the father and he says, listen, go ask on my behalf and father. So this is the idea that the tefillah of the chacham, the tzaddik, is more like helping out for the person to have the Yeshua. This is the inyan of coming to a chacham. Rav Moshe has an interesting tshuva. This is in Orachayim, I should say Yerideya, Chelek Dalet, Simen Nun Aleph. His tshuva is, the heading is as follows, Mishim Achzikim Oso L'Chacham. Somebody who people consider a Chacham, U'Bishvil Zeh Mivakshim Oso Shispal Avuram Im Yasekein. In other words, not everyone who people consider a Chacham is someone that knows themselves to be in such a category. Well, Maisa, they go to that person and they ask him to daven. So he writes an introduction to his first paragraph here. Hini Basi Levar Ha'inyin Mashizeh Harbish Shonim Shibon In Shilayan. I can tell you my own youth, I saw this literally constantly in Moshe, whether it was in the house or in the yeshiva, there were constantly long lines of people, men, women, with all peckles of tzaras, and they would come constantly waiting a line to give over their tzara, Yishadavim. So he says, Boim in Shilites 1981 was written, Levakish espal aleyem, Hashem Yisbaruch al kol tzara shelo tovu chas v'shalom, v'sha'avorechem l'chol dobar hatzvichim, v'briyas aguf, ben shivarach Hashem Yisbaruch al sam b'banu b'banos, v'im b'parnasam, v'im b'hatzlacha, v'tor b'nyani aguf ha'nefesh, v'chom mishal es ha'adam. And he says, v'ani osir etzonam, v'varach osam u'espal ba'adam. I go along, I give them a bracha, I daven for them. Af shiadu li mach erki, I know how my low level, the katon, the katnusi, the torv masim tovim, shavadai to me alze in shiyam akir. Most people know me, the real me, says Rav Moshe. Who am I to daven for other people? The gam yadu mikama gidoli Torah. Shem amru hamevakshim lehem levarech lespal shehem lo ruuyim. The people come to them, so you daven, I can't daven for you. Go to this one, go to that one. El yelchu levakish zem yacherim shoskim bekach. So he spends the whole shiur explaining why, defending his practice, that he davened for people who came to him. And he goes on with a whole interesting interview about the koch of tefillah. You never know whose tefillah can be accepted. And therefore he says, if you're approached to daven, he says, you have a responsibility, even not a chacham. Any adam, even if he just knows that the other person is suffering, you have an obligation to daven for them, and certainly kishim mevakshim menu. Therefore, having mechuyav ani is parul levarach levakshim osi b'chol ofen. even though they're doing it because they think I'm a chacham, it's not going to help. If I tell them they're mistaken, then adarabba, they'll see me even as greater because they'll see what an honor I am. So I can't even tell them the truth of the Moshe. And you can't makish the Metzias, he says, Nisparsamti, but Olam Hashem Chacham, Mitzach, and Imachzak Yeshiva, but Omer Shiurim, and for my Svarim, even though it's far from the Chacham of Pinchas Barcham and the Gemara in Baba Basra, and from many Chacham after the Chashim Asa Talmud, but maybe it's good enough, Yiftach Bedorke Shmo Bedura, Dora Gedder, in other words, the Maisa, every door has what they consider to be the Chacham, therefore, he says, if a Pinchas Bar Chama says to go, b'schus emunasa b'dibi chazal, the person believes in the Gemara Bava Basra, yekavo Hashem Yisbarach, gam filasi b'rchasi. And therefore, that's why I do what I do. Very interesting. This is a Moshe Yodea Chelud Dalet, as I said, Simin Danav. Now I want to turn to another tshuva of Moshe, Le'inim Le'inim. And that is in the same volume of Igus Moshe Chel Ches, but this is Ma'or Chayim Chelak He. Or Chelak, Chel He, I think it's Chelak He, yeah. So this is tshuva Shuva Mem Gimel, which is a lot of assorted things in it, but it's in Simen Mem Gimel Os Vav. And here is what he has as a heading to this part of the Shuva. In Mutter Lalechas L'Kivei Avos V'Kivei Tzadikim V'Eis Tzara L'Vakei Shachan. Now we're talking about moving from going to a Chacham to Davin for you to go to Kvarin to Davin. And then from that he goes on. Va'amiras slichos malachi rachamim umidas harachamim aleinu hisgalu. We mentioned last time that one of the paragraphs in slichos is malachi rachamim beseech Hakadosh Baruch Hu on our behalf, and also other slichos like that. Midas harachamim daven for us. So what about that? Davening by a kever and davening to malachim, so to speak, but not really davening to malachim, but asking the malachim to do the equivalent of what a chacham is being asked to do. So, b'dvar elu ha'ochim be'is tzara u'kibos ha'beseyam, kibos tzadikim, levakish rachamim. So, the issue is what's called dorish ala meisim. There's a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim discussing things that were done in Eretz Canaan before Karisel entered, all kinds of superstitious practices. And one of the things mentioned is the dorish ala meisim. Now, the pasuk shot in that, especially calls based on Mar Sanhedrin, and the Gemara's darshan has to do with types of practices are very specific in a way to try to get the mace to talk to you. A person starves himself, it goes to a Beis HaKfaris to try to hear the spirits. But the Shaila is what about simply going to the Beis HaKfaris to dive into the dead? So the Rav Moshe quotes Yishach in Yeridea, Simon Kuf Ayin Tes. This is a simon of different inyanim of superstitions, Ma'onim Lachashe. The Shach there, Sivkat Ayin Tes Vav, brings two sheikas on this. It's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, Doresh Ela Mason, Sif Yud Gimel there. Zesh in Mariv Atzmo, he starves himself, V'lan Beis HaKvaros, K'dei Shetishra Lav Ruach HaTuma. So by starving himself and going to the cemetery, somehow he's going to be in touch with some forces of impurity, and that's called Doresh Ela Mason, that's for the Gemara Sanhedrin. Says the Shach, from the Tshuva Maracha Zeruah, Al hanodrim lelech ubeis hakvaris k'tsas hayanira k'dorish al hameisim. It also has it smacks of the same problem. But then he continues. Habach kasav v'kamon shom simulation zayin shekvar hechziku b'minik zeh v'ein iser b'davar. So apparently not so simple. We do know there's already precedent for that too. We have Kolev went by the story of the Meraglin. He went to Mishnat Yechal Kibi Avos. What does that mean exactly? But apparently, it's not as simple as it seems. What does it mean exactly? According to the Bach, maybe it's a problem. Marach Zeruah, according to the Shach, and then the Bach says it's okay. So he starts with that, and then from there he goes to the Srichos that we say to the Malachim, Malachi Rachamim, and so on. So he says a couple of things regarding this emotion. We know Malachi Rachamim, that's very controversial. There were those who said it, and there were those who were very opposed to it. Chassam Sofer, Kufsam Chlav, Maram Prague, in Siddhva Voda, Perikid Beis, and they are again saying it. The Chassam Sofer would take more time with Tachnun, so he wouldn't say Malachi Rachamim, he would just take more time with Tachnun, and they would finish at the same time. Then he brings from the Siddur Iyun Tefillah that the Magia, the Nusach. They said it, but with different words. Not malach, there's a different malach. There's machisi rachamim, there's malachi rachamim. not Chaluna, but Yechaluna. He changed the girsa. In other words, I am doing it, not you. Then he says, his father, David Feinstein, Moshe's father, never said a lashon that would suggest that you're mbakish anything from Malachim. And by Malachi Rachamim, that slicha, he would say, Avos ha'olam ahuvei elyon, chaluna. And then when it comes to Ne'ilah, instead of saying, Midas ha'rachamim, aleinu hisgalgali, that you should pour our prayers out, he would say, aleinu negalgala, and not lefnei koneich tchinasenu ha'pili, that you should bring our tchina up, but rather tchinasenu na'pila. And not ba'adameich rachamim shavi. You should ask rachamim. We're not asking Midas ha'rachamim to do something for us. Rather, we are asking. Okay, even though the Mechaber clearly didn't have that in mind, but that's what they wanted to say. And then he says the name of Chaim Volozhin is something similar. Instead of Steph, it's something similar. He said Malachi rachamim chaluna, again changes it somewhat, and that's what his father did, and that's what he does. The Tam HaMatirin, those who say it's okay, who also go on a yoylam. So the answer is like this. The Malachim were nismanet makadosh baruch hu, that they should be melamed schus for Kal Yisrael. There's a force called Malachim, and that's what their job is. Malach Michoel is a sanegor of Kal Yisrael. So they're doing it anyway. That's their job. So what are we asking? We're encouraging them to do their job with a little more enthusiasm, the ahava. And that's what we're asking to do. So that's your shlichus. That's not called davening from Malachim. That is, I think Gemaras that can defend that idea. Al kopanim the Malachim ukuli alma asa levake shehem yasu davar avureinu. You can't ask them to do something for us. You don't go to Malachim and say, "Do this for me." That's davening to a Malach. Hashem is the one you daven to. But the shail is, and go to a Malach and say, "You're doing this is your job." Do it with a little more feeling, with ava, help it get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Shaila. Some say yes, some say no. But, that's Malach. But Levakish Adam, Kishu B'chayim, L'Sfar L'Varech, that's we start with the Gemara Bava Basra, Hudaba Ra'oi V'Nachon, not just for Nevi'im that we find, but Chachmei Torah, not just Tanoi, Machnina Mendoza, the Gemara in Barachas that we mentioned, that they sent to Bava Mendoza, but Amoraim as well, and this idea of the Gemara in Bava Basra, and this is also in the Muki Yosef on that Gemara, and the Ramah quotes it. Ramah quotes that Gemara that we started with in Bava Basra. Hilchos Yigur Cholin. Ramah brings down at the end of Siman Shin Lamed Hey, Yesh Omen. Now, Yesh Omen is interesting. Yesh Omen. Shemi she Yesh Lo Chole Beveso Yerach Eitzol Chacham Shebeir Shivakish Avrachamim Nunke Yosef there in Perak Yesh Nochem. So that's for sure. Now comes the Moshe with Kvar. Lo Adam Shemei. So what's the Shaila? The Machokas, the Shach, and the Bach perhaps, or the Merach Azeruah and the Bach. Lo Adam Shemei. Shekvar Lo Shach Shehu Yispala. But the neshama is begins in Meromim. Can you ask the neshama of the spirit of a person who's departed in the world to daven for what's going on in this world? Those who hold that you can go in both directions. You can taina those who hold it's usher to daven to malachim, so to speak, or to malachim. But this is better, and you can go the opposite direction. By malachim it's better, and here it's worse. And Moshe presents the two sides of the issue. Yesh la'ayin. What about that? Maybe only because they already have a mission. But in the Shema, there's no mission. So maybe they already have the mission. So now you come and say, do your mission, Be'emunah. So that's better. But the Neshama, it's not their job to be mispal for the Chayim. So therefore, maybe it's not allowed. In Ken Gamla Matir Mavakish Me'a Malachim, Yeshna Ayin B'Neshamos. But then the other way. Maybe even those who say it's us to mevakish malachim, maybe you could be mevakish from a neshama to intercede for you. The mitzvah svar yesh tam l'kan u'l'kan. Because a neshama of a person after the person dies, then I'm chayv b'mitzvahs, but mitzvah chavshi, there's no chiyuv l'spal l'vakish rachamim. But we could daven to Hashem that b'schus, the tzaddikim, and the tzchuyos of the person Hashem should answer, so that's already possible. And there should be mitzvah for Kar Yisrael. So, get back and forth. Maybe yes, maybe not. Levakish to him, his paru usher, just like you can't daven to malachim, or maybe it's better, maybe it's worse. Gam yesh svara lomar, that it's better than malachim, because of Maisa, the Gemara says in the third parak of Brachas, that they know what's going on in this world. The Gemara's whole discussion is spooky Gemara's in the third parak, about what they know about this world, who's coming, who's not coming. So they know the tzara of people in this world, as the Gemara concludes, therefore them it's tzara as well. The shayach shena oros and the vakasha shis pao vivakshim v'shem izbrach shisau katsaras mi'aleinu. We find in the kinnas like that, that Yirmiyahu comes to Kibri Avos and says Avram and Yitzchak, Yaakov and Rachel, Rachel Mavakov, Or and Davin, look at what happened to your children. So even if that at the mitzvah, ha'aleim lachos l'tzar b'nei, and begam l'tzar shakol Yisrael, v'ha'malachim, maybe don't feel so much, so maybe the malachim, you don't ask them, but maybe by the mesa, by the neshamas yet, v'lachein pligi b'zeh, t'shach, b'shem marach l'zeruah, on the one hand says, osu l'bakish v'an neshamos, just like you can be bakish from the malachim, but then the other svar maybe that it's better than malachim, so he needs to come onto a new pasuk, v'doresh al ha'mesim, that maybe is part of that problem. Even though the pasuk is not extra because we need it for the Gemara's drash, the Maravat Mavoch Ban Bezakvaris, but Umayse could also include this. And on the other hand, the other sheet is saying that would be. So it's not a simple inyan. There's a lot more that could be brought in this. It's a tshuva of the Munkatzer, I believe, on Dor Shel HaMeisim, Niz and Yanim. But at least to hear the perspectives and the Moshe, very interesting how it goes back and forth. To start off with the Gemara, Levakish Rachamim by a Chacham, that's clear cut, brought in the Ramah as a Yesh Omrim, but it's based on Mugi Yosef and the Gemara. Then we have the Shalal Gabi Malachim and the Shalal Gabi Mesim. What does it mean exactly to go to a basic verse? Certainly, if you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'schusat Tzadik, less than was dying, that's for sure Beseder, because you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalal is, if you do more than that, you daven to the Neshama, so to speak, not daven to the Neshama, I should say, Mevakish, Mishanein. Like you're mishaning to the Chacham to daven for you, so you tell the Neshama to daven for you. We say to be a Melech Yosha, what does that mean exactly? But to daven, or to ask to daven on your behalf, what does it mean exactly? That's when you get into this very gray area that Moshe is discussing. Okay.